Welcome back to the Productivity Podcast, where I give you a daily productivity tip so you can get the most out of your time, your talent, and your ideas. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Ever feel like the internet browser hasn't been updated in years or even a decade? You're not alone. For the most part, the internet browser has remained the same. Tabs, like a lot of them, across the top, a URL bar at the top, and some themes to make it feel customized to you. That's if you can figure out even how to change the theme in the first place. Today, I'm introducing you to the Arc browser, a refreshing new approach to browsing the web. And before you say, Brandon, I'm not switching my browser and hit the next button, give me a few minutes to explain. You'll be glad you did, because I had the same reaction at first when I read about Arc. Arc was released to the public in April of 2022 after going through months of a beta release. I was in the beta, used it, and honestly didn't give it a fair shake. Comfort zones and habits can be dangerous and cause you to miss out on opportunities to save time, energy, and in some cases, even have some fun. Arc was designed from the ground up. It took me about 20 minutes to start to get used to it and then got better and better over the following days. It's full of big new ideas about how we should interact with the web, and it's right most of the time. Let's start with privacy. They don't track what you search or what sites you visit. On top of that, it's fast. Then comes in its features. The ones I love, number one, navigation, aka tabs, are all on the left-hand side of the page and fully customizable. Number two, it has spaces so you can have different space for your personal and work environments, all easy to access with a swipe. Number three, it has built-in AI. So it's not your typical command F to find something on the page. You can ask the AI assistant about anything on the page. You can even ask it to summarize the page and find something that you're looking for. It's slick and speeds up time finding things on websites. Number four, the URL bar isn't at the top of the page. Don't shake your head just yet. It's out of your way on the left-hand side of the page. So when you're on a website, you get to experience the whole website a lot better because you have the height, full height of your browser. I didn't think it would make a big difference, but it does. Number five, and I love this feature, split screen. Sometimes I want to work on two screens, cutting and pasting or referencing an article while I write. Arc makes it super easy. In fact, you can even do three windows if your monitor is large enough. Arc is built on the Chrome backbone, so if you're using Chrome plugins, you can use them with Arc as well. Download Arc at arc.net and give it a good honest try. You'll be glad you did. Your move. Hey, real quick before you go, please remember to hit follow on your podcast player. You won't miss any episodes and it helps support us bring you the show daily. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.